the line now. I've got Chris Nicholson, who's the Chief Executive of the Centre Forum. Chris, can you tell me, first of all, whether the Lib Dems should be supporting the NHS health reforms as they stand at the moment?
I think the reforms as proposed in the White Paper cause a number of real problems for the NHS. One is that I think the reforms are too drastic and are too risky, and therefore I think evolution and not revolution would be a better way of approaching things. I think there are real concerns about handing so much of the expenditure of the NHS to the control of the GP consortia without proper local accountability. And so my view is that given those areas of concern, that the Lib Dems should not be supporting the proposals without changes in those areas.
I think Nick Clegg has said a number of times that they are evolutionary rather than revolutionary changes, though, hasn't he?
Well, I think what the coalition agreement said was that there should not be top-down reorganisation of the NHS, and I think the view of many people is that what is being proposed in the White Paper is a top-down reorganisation, and I think that has now been acknowledged by both Nick but also members of the Conservative Party as well.
So you don't think that the NHS reforms as they stand, there's not a basis for them in the coalition agreement?
I don't think so, no.
And what changes do you think need to happen to the bill to make you support it?
Well, I think there's, as I mentioned, there's a need for greater local accountability. I think it needs to be very clear that there can't be competition on price between providers. I don't think it one should rule out the involvement of other providers within the NHS, but I do think one should rule out competition on price.
Do you think, sorry to interrupt, do you think Nick Clegg's coming to realise that there are problems with this now?
Well, I think it's not just a thing. I think there's a general recognition across both the Liberal Democrats but also across the Conservatives that the reforms as set out in the White Paper and as set out by Andrew Lansley would be too risky at a time when there are considerable financial constraints on the NHS, with savings having to be made in some areas or others.
And if those changes do get made, do you think Lansley will be able to stay?
Well, that will be a decision for him. I wouldn't. Clearly, he has attached a lot of political capital to the proposals that he's outlined. He will have to take a view as to whether he can, in all conscience, go ahead with plans which are, not those that he would prefer to have.
As they stand now, what do you think the response will be from the Lib Dems?
Well, I think it's been made very clear that the Lib Dems will not support the plans as they stand now, and that's why there's been a period of a pause in order to ensure that that changes can be made.
And so you think that you're speaking for the majority of Lib Dems here?
I would say I think my view would be common with those and many Lib Dems.
And they will be voted down if they don't get changed significantly?
I think that it has been made very clear by Lib Dem parliamentarians that would be the case.
Chris, thank you so much for your time.
That's okay. Pleasure.